to Bring the Meal podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Heather.
I'm Letty.
It's Des.
This is Sammy.
And we're four best friends sipping on Mio and vodka all the time while we talk about those spicy topics and raunchy experiences. You may be thinking it, you may have experienced it, and we're going to expose it all. Mio Squad, tell us about your similar experiences. After the show, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Bring the Mio. Drop a comment and a like. We're trying to get our Twitter game up, so go ahead and follow us on Twitter. We're going to hit that benchmark soon, 500, and follow us. I'm going to pass it over to my girl, Leticia, and she's going to tell us what we're drinking tonight and why we're drinking it.
So tonight we are drinking that Black Cherry Mio. It actually tastes just like Fruit Punch Kool-Aid. It's not too sweet. It's not dull. If you want something that reminds you of Kool-Aid in a bomb-ass time during the summer, then this is the Mio for you. Tonight we are celebrating making the podcast Hot 50 Charge. Yes. We just want to thank everyone that voted. We really appreciate it. Also, just to kind of the reason why we drink Mio, we literally bring it wherever we go. We bring it to the club. We bring it to the mall shopping. We bring it to pool parties. We bring it everywhere. If you are drinking that Mio, you're gonna eliminate those calories. We drink it to prevent ourselves from reaching that hangover. We definitely messed up last weekend. We mixed a little bit too much. Never stray away from Mio.
Yes. And if you drink Mio anytime, tag us on Instagram and let us know.
Yeah, we'll add you to our story.
Yeah, we're going to add a story highlight of everybody who drinks Mio and where you're at, and shout us out at Bring the Mio. Today we're going to plug in a podcast, Weird Distractions Podcast. They are a true crime and paranormal activity podcast. Check them out.
Do you often find that you need a distraction from everyday life?
Do you like true crime, conspiracy theories, paranormal stories, and other weird, dark tales?
Well, tune in and turn up Weird Distractions Podcast, where we, your hosts, Christy
and Alex,
bring you a weird distraction to help you get through the work week.
Every Sunday morning, you can find our show on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Good Pods, and more.
So grab a snack, get comfy,
and make sure to lock those doors.
Need a distraction? We got you.
So I want to talk about our collabs that we've been doing. We did last week. We did three collabs last week. We were busy. And the first podcast we did was Double Shot Connection. And it was really funny because it was like 5 p.m. on Saturday in Arizona, but it was like 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. in Australia.
Yeah.
And the two hosts, they were like drinking coffee and we're taking shots. And it was super funny, but a lot of fun.
But it's really cute because they also have best friend tattoos.
They do.
Yes.
That was so cute.
Yeah. That was cute.
So we all have hearts on our arm and they have a lion. Yeah. And so that was really cool. That episode actually dropped. They're on Apple Podcasts. Go take a listen. Comment on it and let them know that you want to hear more at Bring the Mio. The next collab we did was Friends with Benefits. This one was fun. We talked about friend zones and like what the definition of it is,
how to get out of it.
It has like a textbook definition, and it was like incompatibilities of what you view and what you, the relationship. It was like, it was so great. It was really like a great description of what a friend zone was.
And it was kind of mind opening, and I feel like Des had a lot of like revelations in that. In that episode, she was like, oh, well, I guess I've had a lot of friend zones. I guess I friend zoned
a little too many people that I didn't know I was.
So keep a lookout for that. That should be dropping soon. Or it's probably already dropped by the time this episode drops. And then the last podcast we did was Pop Into Politics. This one was, we were super nervous about this one because we don't really like getting into politics, but we were like, F it. And it was so fun to just talk about like our perspective, because I think we are for women. Like women empowerment a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah. And so it was really cool to get out there and talk about something that's not about getting wasted and popping our pussies on tables and shit. I'm going to do an update on one of our last episodes. We talk about our crazy sexcapades. This was a popular episode. And I've added to my list, Jamie and I were, you know, we're just knocking them out one at a time. So we actually got wasted last weekend together at the Full Packages house, and it was a great idea to go to the pool at 10 p.m. It was fine. And we moseyed our way over to the jacuzzi, and I'm not exactly sure what happened, but apparently it went down.
It was like 2 a.m., not 10 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, see, then I don't know.
No, it was like midnight.
It was 2 a.m.
The funny thing is the pool was locked because it was past time. Like, no one should be in the pool, but there was actually people in there. So Desiree was like, can you let us in? And they're like, yeah, sure, we're playing Never Have It Ever. And Desiree was like, oh, I love that game. I'll play with you. And then all of a sudden, they're in like one part of the pool. We just start walking to the other side after she says, I'll play with you.
So, listen, yeah. You can't trust me when I'm drunk, honestly. Drunk Des is a different breed.
So then Jamie and I, we did our own thing, and we get out of the jacuzzi to join our friends in the pool, and then all of a sudden two guys go into the jacuzzi. They don't even know. The Full Package, I guess, just looked at him like, okay, and like started laughing. Just started cracking up. So just want to let y'all know, let us know, DM us about your crazy sex capades.
Or if you have any suggestions for you guys, you know, spice it up.
Heather will put it on our to-do list.
Yeah, I'm open. I have a lot of homework to do. I'm open to different places. The next thing we do have an episode on exes. It's called Let's Talk About Exes, Baby. And my ex texted me and was like, hey, is this real? And it was a screenshot of like an STD, like, hey, you were with somebody.
Yeah, like an automated text message.
Yeah, an automated text message said, hey, you may have been with someone that had got tested positive, suggesting you should probably go get tested. And he was like, hey, is this real? And I'm like, yeah, probably not. That looks like spam. Like, literally, I was like, that's spam. Then I was like, wait, before I tell you this is not real, let me Google it. So I'm like researching. And I screenshot whatever, you know, I screenshot something, I send it to him, I was like, yo, it's probably fucking real, you should probably go get checked. I just think it's funny because it's like, what do these people do? They go to get checked, it says they're positive, and the doctor's like, so you're positive, you need to treat yourself, and can you give me a list of all the numbers of the guys that you've been with so we can send out an automated text message? And you're probably like, wait, that's going to be a long list.
Let me come back tomorrow.
Yeah. Can you give me a day to gather these numbers?
I don't know some of their numbers.
Yeah. I mean, that makes it easier for them because it's anonymous. And
I would so rather that than me personally being like, hey, I have chlamydia.
Like, hey, we fucked 4 months and I may have gotten chlamydia back then. Yeah, so and get tested as well.
And who knows? What if they give it to you? Yeah. Exactly. And now I feel fucking dumb.
Because guys don't go get tested. No. They depend on us to get
it's
tested.
It's the women. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, public service announcement, if you get one of those text messages, don't just delete it and don't think it's spam. It is probably real.
Go get tested.
Yeah. So I'm going to pass it off to Sammy. She's going to talk about, she's going to dive into this episode. We're going to talk about being 30 in Arizona and how it's different from everywhere else.
So I bet you're all thinking, like, what is wrong with these girls? They're in their 30s and they're still partying like they're 21. But let me just set it straight for you guys. Like, being out west is way different than back east. The weather is nicer, longer. People are gorgeous out here. Like, so many women come to Scottsdale specifically to get their tits done. It is a thing.
I'm getting my tits done.
I want to get my tits done. Yeah, so, like, we have so many plastic surgeons out here. If you want to Google, like, Foothills, Arizona, mm-hmm. all the celebrities live out there. All the athletes live out there, and then all the plastic surgeons live out there. So, like, my ex is from Massachusetts, and he was like, you know, when I first started going to the gym, like, I definitely noticed, like, how good-looking everybody is and how much they cared about health and fitness. Like, a 30-year-old in Arizona and California looks and acts different than a 30-year-old that lives in, like, Vermont or Maine.
Vermont?
like, they're true.
Like, no offense.
Yeah, they're the cookie cutter
yes,
kind of people.
But honestly, like, I would be shocked if, like, West Virginia had bottomless mimosas.
Yeah, and they're getting blackout drunk.
Yeah. Like, I would be shocked. Like, the lifestyle out here is just different. So, in this podcast, we're going to talk about our party lifestyle. Like, the whole premise of this podcast is about pre-gaming and getting fucking litty, titty, celebrating our friendships. Like, we always finish at least a fifth of Belvedere before we go out. Belvedere is our vodka of choice.
With that Mio.
With our Mio, of course. So I'll say, like, pre-Rona, we were booking tables, like, a lot.
Left and right.
all the time. For some people who don't know, like getting a table or getting bottle service, it means you have like your own VIP area for a table, like just for your group. It
Can comes, we have a moment of silence yes. for the fact that we
light
don't.
Your candles?
Say a prayer. Ariel? Little Mermaid?
We haven't booked a table
in so many long. Months. When's the last?
Months.
February?
Before
no.
That.
No.
Summer for sure. Last
no.
summer.
It's really
no,
fucked up
birthday.
Our summer.
Yeah.
Time.
We didn't have a table for your birthday.
Wait, oh yeah. I don't remember.
My birthday was
Wait,
in March.
What did we do my birthday? Oh, it was going to be fun day.
Kane's birthday.
Yeah.
October then was the last table that we got.
Damn. I literally might cry. I'm going to ruin this.
Oh my God.
Don't mind me, BRB. I'm going to go freaking jump off a building.
Seriously. Like, we would get a table all the time. So, like, your table will come with one or two bottles of your choice. We always get vodka, of course. And then you get all the mixers. So, like, I'll say we've been partying for, like, a decade now. So, we know quite a few, like, club promoters here in Scottsdale. And we probably have not paid full price for a bottle in years. Like, I would say, like, the last 3 or 4 years, we've been getting, like, free.
I was going to say, we'd get the first bottle free, don't
or,
we?
Or, like, highly discounted bottles.
I think... Ever. We've never paid for full bottle.
Yeah,
ever.
Ever. But definitely last 3 or 4 years.
That tells you something.
Yeah.
We got VIP.
So, like, when it's a regular night out and we don't book a table, like, we're definitely bar hopping throughout Old Town, like, 3 or 4 places. And I'm sorry, fellas, but it's way easier when it's just us girls.
So
and
easy.
If we don't book a table, we're getting on table.
Even if we're with
men,
walk
in the door.
But sometimes if we're with guys, they'll ask us to come up.
But what's funny about our pre-gaming is, even if we get tables, you guys, Mio Squad, we get lit before we even go out. Like, we probably shouldn't even get two bottles that we should get, because
yes.
we're fucked up before we even get out.
Like, for Heather's sister's birthday last year, I got, like, the big bottle, and we drank all of that, and then we drank more out. It was rough. But we are really lucky that we live in a big metro, because there's a couple different places to go out and party. So, like, in Phoenix, there's, like, Mill Avenue for the ASU kids, Scottsdale and Old Town, which is where we go out predominantly. This is for booking tables and dancing. Like, all the best DJs in town are resident DJs in Old Town. Downtown Phoenix is really cool. It's, like, a really hip area with really unique, like, craft cocktail bars. I'll say, like, when it's safe to go out again in, like, 2025, I want to, like...
Hopefully before then.
I mean, but I'm just being honest.
The way it's going, Daddy Juicy...
Yeah. Fucking daddy.
Fucking daddy.
So I would like to discover downtown, because I know there's a lot of cool places to go out there. And then there is Westgate if you're on the west side for like a ball game.
Westgate.
So while the nightlife is fun here, like, you can ask TMZ, all the celebrities get DUIs in Scottsdale. I don't know why they drink and drive here. You really should not.
You literally can Uber everywhere.
Literally everywhere. I will say my absolute favorite thing is a Sunday fun day. If there is an option to go out Saturday night or do a Sunday fun day, for me, it's always Sunday fun day. There's no competition. So this entails, like, brunch, bottomless mimosas, the pool if it's summer, or we just keep drinking if it's, like, fall or winter.
Don't forget about those flamingo bong shots.
I'm going to talk about that. So our favorite place to get brunch and bottomless is at R&R in Scottsdale.
Shout
out. Hey, R&R, we miss
we
you.
We miss you. DJ ever.
We miss you
we
so
miss
much.
You. So I think they have bottomless from like 10 a.m. to like 2 or 3. So we are drinking mimosas for 4 or 5 hours because we're fucking champs. The food is pretty good. They actually have this like giant cinnamon roll for $10 that I like to have. The vibe is really cool. There's always a DJ. Sometimes it's just the four of us and sometimes it's like 12. When it was like Desiree's birthday this last year, there was so many of us. And it's just like fun to let loose and get fucking lit. By noon. Like, we're just shit-faced by noon.
I was blacked out by noon.
Definitely blacked out.
I think
I don't know how you went out afterwards.
Right. So, like Leticia said, they have flabongos, and I hope you all know what that is.
If not, Google it.
Google it.
We'll put a picture up.
Yeah. If you don't, we're going to buy them, and we're going to show you how to use them.
Exactly. So, when we hit 2,000 followers on Instagram, the four of us are going to do a fucking flabongo. So, if you want to see this shit go down, like, tell your daddies, tell your mommies, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, everybody, tell them to follow us at Bring the Mio. So we'll wrap up at R&R around like 2-ish. And guys, I'm not kidding you. You have to, have to puke and rally.
Oh, always.
You cannot contain that much orange juice in your belly. It's not good. It's just disgusting. So if it's summer, we will head to Maya, which is the bar that has the pool in it. And here we'll get the giant fish bowls. Last time Desiree and I were there, we actually got an extra shot of vodka and it didn't end well. But as far as winter, like fall and winter, we'll still go to Maya because they have lawn games and stuff, and like we'll watch TV. And then if we survive all that, we'll go across the street to Bottle Blonde and keep drinking and dancing a bit. But ideally, I love being home by like 6 o'clock on a Sunday fun day. Like at 5:30, it's time to get tacos. It's time to get pizza. We gotta go to bed because we all work tomorrow. Yeah. So Sunday fun day is always my favorite. Heather, how do you feel about our party life?
I feel like sometimes I'm like, I need to get super fucking lit because I feel like people are judging me because I'm a mother and they're like, this bitch is gonna be 30 and she's a fucking mom and why the fuck is she going out all the time? Like, why is she drinking all the time? Why is she always out? Where the fuck is her kid? Well, let me break it to you. He's probably asleep.
But and with your parents.
I know, right? He's being watched.
He is fucking well taken care of.
Well.
So I'm like, almost, well, I'll be 30 in September, and stay tuned because we're going to do a special episode for my 30th. It's going to be like coronavirus style because... Yeah,
it's going to be a little
more Corona 2.0.
Don't worry, we're going
to
party.
Yeah, because we were supposed to be in Cabo, but anyways, moment of silence, silent for that.
Another light your candles, guys.
But I'm like still popping bottles at 30. I feel like age doesn't really matter, and... whatever makes you happy and whatever's fun for you, like, you, that's what you should do. And I truly enjoy, like, going out, letting loose, dancing, and just having a great time with my girls. Like, that's fun to me. Not always getting blacked out drunk, but
also, no, if you haven't seen the pictures of us, Heather is a hot fucking MILF.
Oh, hell yeah. Follow her at Heather Halsey.
Oh, shit.
On Instagram. She's a hot bitch.
Thank you. My girl's always having me up. So, yeah. So, I feel like you shouldn't, like, don't let others judge you. And I always, like, I've gotten it before. Like, why do you still go out all the time? Like, you're out all the time. Like, you party so much.
How do you, combat that? Like, what do you say to them?
I just say, I don't really
fucking
say.
Fucking mind your business.
I really, like, I don't want confrontation, so I don't say anything.
But my thing is, I truly believe that, like, whoever's watching your son, like, I am pushing people out and I'm like, go have fun so I could watch.
It's like give them time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's, who cares? It's either you're going out or you're going to go to the movies. Like, who the fuck cares? Yeah. Mind your own fucking business, you
guys. I don't know. I'm pretty sure my parents were probably getting kegs at like my 8-year-old birthday parties. So fuck it.
Dude, my mom would be partying like downstairs with my sisters. Like, it was, fuck off.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed, bitch.
So.
She can be a mom and party too.
Yeah, so I feel like
bomb mom, bitch.
Thank you. But I also feel like these girls that are these girls and guys that are like, oh, like, why are you still going out when you're like gonna be 30 or you're 30 and you're, you know, hanging out with these 21. Well, first of all, we don't hang out with 21-year-olds.
we come with our own group.
I was gonna say we hang out with people our age, but I feel like a lot of them are like haters. It's like,
why that, so they have a table? Why it's do that, they have?
Yeah,
people?
It's that Chris Brown song, like. Why are you hating from outside the club? You can't even get in.
Why hating out on you? You can't even get up. Yeah.
Let's go. So my favorite part, my favorite thing is the fact that, like, we started bringing the full package out with us pre-virus in the beginning of the year.
Well, like at February before we knew it was a thing.
Yeah.
And he's always our DD.
Yeah, he doesn't drink.
Shout out to the full package.
Right.
Full package.
We're actually recording at his apartment right now.
He's the real MVP.
Yeah, like, and oh my gosh, I have to tell this story. The bottle of wine. We're drinking wine. Our dumbasses don't bring a wine opener.
Yeah. And he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
So we should have thought of that.
So he doesn't have one here. So they're like, you know, brainstorming all these ways,
Googled them.
Yeah, Googled how to open a bottle of wine without
almost, like,
a frickin'
hit it with a shoe or some shit.
Yeah. And he just dips out, and I'm like, where'd he go? And he said he had a date at 5, so I'm like, you know, he's going on a date. It's 4:30, he's going on a date. So we're like, oh, fine. Thinking we're not going to be able to drink this wine, because Google is not having any good ideas on how to open a fucking bottle of wine. Desiree's like, let's just shoot the top. I'm like, you can't shoot the top of a bottle of wine.
With a gun.
Yeah, with a gun.
Okay, you guys, I wouldn't really do it.
I'm like, that sounds like you're gonna be drinking some shards of glass. That's not one of my fantasies.
So I guess that's just mine.
Yeah. Check out our last episode. All of a sudden, like 20 minutes later, he pops back in. We're like, oh, your date went well? Like,
it's what, less 20. Than an hour?
And he holds up a wine opener. We're like, hey, true Yay. MVP. That's our best friend. That's our best friend. So, yeah, we're recording at his house. He's a great guy. And anyways, we started bringing him out. He's our DD. He doesn't really drink. And he's always sober, but he still has a great time. He dances or whatever. And no matter what, we get on tables. Like, if we don't have a table, we're getting on a table. And it's usually, like, right when we walk in the club, people are, like, grabbing us, like, hey, come over here. Come party over here. And it's funny because he'll sit back and wait, and we're always like, so we have friends. Like, whoever
no,
has
No, you don't say that until you get a drink.
Yeah, we usually get, like, a round of shots or a drink, but it's usually right away. And then we, like, whoever... You always know whose table it is. So whoever's the head of the table, you go and you're like, so we have friends. And they're like, oh, yeah, bring them.
Thinking they're girls.
Yeah. Bring your friends. And then we're like, oh, okay, cool. We'll go get them. We turn around. We're like, hey, yo, come on.
come on, we're on the table.
All of a sudden, he rolls up. And, like, he's a good-looking guy. He's not ugly. So he's, like, kind of, he's buff, you know. So if you guys at... What's his Instagram name?
It's like fucking PB&J.
I don't know. We'll put it in the notes.
Well, yeah. We'll tag him on this episode. So, girls, if you're single, hit him up. Anyways, so he comes up to the table. He's like buff, good looking. And all of a sudden, these guys who have the table look at him like, oh, like a look like, oh, that's your friend? And we're like, yeah, this is our friend.
But we're so fun that they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. They're like, oh, okay.
And it's not like he drinks the drinks.
No,
you know
he doesn't.
I mean?
It's not,
like,
yeah.
It's different.
So it's always a great time. And yeah, Leticia,
so
what's your experience?
The thing about me is I am not the biggest drinker out of the group.
Really?
But when I do... shit is getting wild. Take, for example, Sammy's birthday. I think I drank more than Sammy and Dez because I was just taking shots sneaking shots off the freaking bar, taking other people's shots. I don't even know. But I've puked at the bar.
You did. I forgot about that. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
But you maintain yourself so well.
You like, never know she's drunk.
Yeah. It's like, we know you're feeling it because we watched you take all those shots.
And my eyes get really squinty. Like, really squinty.
So she, I feel like you and I, we can tell. But them, it fucks with my head.
So, like you
I
and,
can't tell.
Like, you and Heather.
When
you
and Heather, drunk. I could tell when we're feeling it. But
yeah, because I'm usually falling over and your ass is getting kicked out of the club.
My ass is falling asleep. So, like, yeah. But they're like...
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Sammy gets a little giddy and she like kind of wobbles a little bit.
But Letizia is an MVP. I like being drunk but not knowing it.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
really stumble.
Incognito.
I can hold this like a conversation. I can tell when I'm slurring. I'm just like, bitch, get it to fucking together. We're not getting kicked out.
Her inner voice comes in. I guess I don't have that.
My inner voice is like, go, bitch, go.
And I also want to make sure that we're all getting home safe. And, like, but I'm still having a good-ass time. One thing that I wanted to kind of point out was with Sammy saying our Sunday fun days. I actually got kicked out one time. And I wasn't even drunk.
You were sober.
Yeah, I was sober. I ate too much. So I get kicked out. And I'm like, you guys, I got kicked out. And they're all telling the guy, like, she's not even drunk. Like, let her back in. And I asked to speak to the manager. And I ended up getting back in. So, but we ended up leaving afterward. But that doesn't matter. So for me, I definitely can have a good time. I actually have to be in the mindset, like me knowing nothing's going to be happening the next day. I fucking plan for it. Like if I'm going out with my girls, like fucking brain, get it together. Cause you're going to be fucking drinking like no other. You need to get your shit together and you need to keep up with these bitches.
I'm glad someone preps
for it. My mindset's the opposite. It's always like, you're gonna get lit, bitch. Don't do anything stupid. And then sometimes I'm just like borderline
drunk. I know, I do. I love when I actually do drink, when I don't have to worry about going anywhere, I don't have to worry about driving, but I can still remember everything because, again, I'm the memory bank of this group.
Honestly, you are so good at that. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. So, for me, I am in a relationship. So, when I go out, I know a lot of people's relationships are different. I know with Heather, Jamie comes out with us.
Can I interrupt you really fast? Okay, so I want to talk about really quick, like our night, our like end of the night routine, when we go out. So usually we leave around like 12:30 or 1. Yeah, we're closed. We don't close down the bar. We usually leave a little early
to beat the traffic.
Yeah. So, but we always have to go get pizza. There's this really fun spot in Scottsdale that you go get pizza. It's delicious, and the pizzas are freaking huge. But if you have cash, you could get a pie right away, like a whole pizza, and you don't have to wait in the line. So Jamie will be like so drunk, like, we want pizza.
Finding a table.
We want pizza. And then all of a sudden he pops up every single time. It never fails. Pops up with a whole ass pizza.
This pizza feeds like what, 20 people?
No, we always always remember to give Jamie cash before we go out. We're like, Jamie, here's the pizza money.
Or I'm drunk Venmoing him.
Yeah. And at the end of the night, when you're so wasted and you just want that pizza,
it's like, makes your night.
He's a true MVP.
He literally pops up out of nowhere.
The best.
It's the best.
And you're like, God, with the pizza.
We're on our knees praising him. Yeah. Kissing his feet.
And all at once, Jamie's like the favorite person of the freaking night, because he's got the pizza. He didn't have to wait. He didn't have to wait in line, and we didn't have to wait in line. And we're like, oh, look at those motherfuckers in line waiting for the fucking pizza.
Literally, Heather's over here talking shit like, hey, sucks to wait in line.
My man got us the pizza. So sorry.
So yeah, Jamie, we love when he goes out with us because he takes care of us. But with mine, he always stays home, which is fine because it's always nice to have your girl time. He's not really much of a partier, so I leave his ass at home. So with that, I know that with us, we not only Scottsdale, but we fucking get down in Vegas. So when we go to Vegas, Sammy knows all the promoters. She always has it on deck before we even leave. As soon as we post that we're going to be in Vegas for a certain time, Sammy starts getting those text messages like, so you're going to be here on this date. When do you need a table? When, how many girls do you need to get in? It's like months and months in advance. They're like texting your phone. but we like to do the day pool drinking at Rehab at Hard Rock. That place is fucking legit.
RIP, it's gone.
I know. What do you mean it's gone?
The guy that owns Virgin Atlantic, what's his name? He's like that billionaire, whatever. Yeah. He bought it and it's under construction, which is great because it's the Rona.
Yeah.
So he's not losing any money.
Yeah.
Whereas all the other places are. So we'll see if Rehab is rebooted.
Isn't that sad?
Let's hope so.
RIP'd a lot of stuff.
I know. This episode was supposed to be lit.
But now we're like, fuck!
RIP to everything!
It's almost like a funeral.
We're all going to dress in black. You guys, don't worry about it.
What we need to do is we need to open our own pool party club. And that's where you're going to be coming.
At the full packages.
Pool party?
Yeah.
Convince them to let us in.
The jacuzzi. The jacuzzi. Do not use the jacuzzi.
Painted, but I think the pool is probably okay.
Yeah.
But that means you already did it, so it's like, just go for it.
It's clean. It's how hot does a pool get? I'm sure the germs are burned out by now.
Your sperm is gone.
But I do want to pass it over to Dez, because she actually has a VIP story from Vegas that we kind of want to discuss.
Okay, so you guys have to help me out with this. So I'm going to introduce myself. I don't. So we went to Vegas, what was it, last year in August? Oh my God, it was literally this weekend last year.
All those memories are going to pop up. We'll post them.
So we got so turned. And I remember this is when we were doing like Patron. We were just getting really lit.
It was a Monday.
It was a Monday. It was a marquee Monday.
Oh babies.
Woo! And so
if you don't know about marquee Monday, you're about
to know. You need to know. And so, of course, we get drunk as fuck. So where my memory kind of gets fuzzy was
Before we left the hotel.
Before we left the hotel. Do you remember being in line? We were in line and we were like, oh my God. So I'm honestly the queen of puke and rally. Like, I will pull over the car and like puke out the side. Like, I have no shame in my game.
Out the window.
Yeah. Halloween circa chilly days. So I will puke anywhere. Like, I don't even care. So I remember we were in line and we went to puke. And then we went inside and we got, because Sammy is the best and always gets promoted, and we had free drinks until, what was it, like midnight?
I think it was
11:30 to 12:30, and we didn't need any of them.
Honestly, we were so lit already that we didn't need a single fucking drink. But of course, it's free, so like free is for us, so we're downing these.
Yeah.
And then you guys have to help me because it gets kind of fuzzy for me.
So we stayed up at the bar area to get all of our like free drinks for the hour. So we're like chugging drinks and like getting new drinks, chugging and getting new drinks for the whole hour. And then, so the bar area is kind of at the top, and then you walk down into like the table area and the dance area. And we walk, it's literally the first table that we come up to. And we just like walk down, and Des like,
okay. She's in front. She's in front of us.
She's in front, and she's in a fucking leopard print dress.
My titties were out.
She was ready.
I look good.
She looked good. That's why we got on a table in Vegas, bitch.
That's why we got VIP in Vegas.
So, like, it's this first table to the left, and it's not even the people who have the table. It's actually the security guard that's like, hey, come in.
Like, opens the... The rope, like, opens it, and she looks at us like, you know, can we go?
And she starts waving us in.
And we're like, yes, let's go. So these people are looking at us, and we're like,
hey, who the fuck are these people?
I don't know. That's all I remember. Yeah. But it was fine, and we got drinks, and Des got us in, and it was so fun. And then
what happened at that table, Des?
It was so much fucking fun.
So at the end of the night, Des was like, it's time to leave. And... we all leave. We stop at this, like, little, like, cafe thingy.
No, we get pizza, you got a salad.
We got back to our hotel.
Yeah.
And I had to get a salad because I was doing keto.
But she really wanted a pizza, but drunk Heather and drunk Des was like, no, you're on keto. Your ass is getting a salad. While we're eating pizza.
Even though we're drunk, we're supportive.
Sammy's eating a salad. And then... Sammy wakes up and she's like, why is there pepperonis in my bed?
There was a pepperoni in the drawer but next to the Bible. We're like, what the fuck? And then there's crumbs next to your panties. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
We all like
night.
Slept naked, obviously, because we were miserable and drunk. So we just sleep naked and we're like, why is there like crumbs? My underwear is on the ground. I'm like, I've got a fucking pepperoni and crumbs in my underwear. I'm like, yes. What the fuck is
the security guard is texting me like, where are you?
So I think Des said like, hey, like after your shift is over, come to our room. And I texted him so proper. I was like, hello, comma, we're in this room at the Flamingo, comma. And we gave him the correct room number.
Never do that.
Okay. We could have died.
Honestly, and that's how I knew, because the first thing I do, like when I wake up from being drunk, is I look at my Snapchats, my texts, my phone calls.
Keys, wallet, ID.
Everything. And so, like, I look and I'm like, okay, I didn't text this person. It has, like, punctuation. I'm too lit. I don't remember. I have no panties on. I 100% didn't text them. You also text my boss at the time. And I was like, who the fuck texted? I knew it was you because she had proper grammar and punctuation. I'm like, oh, my God.
But was it legit?
No, it was great. Okay, I was like, thank God.
Sammy's all the most, she's even in her drunk state, she is the most logical one. Me, yeah, me on the other hand, like you check all your like Instagram and like I don't. I'm like, I don't even want to look at this stuff. Whatever I freaking posted. Like,
honestly, deactivate my account, start a new
delete.
We had so much fun. We didn't post once we got there.
We typically don't. Like, yeah. You know it's a good time if you don't see anything on our stories because we are.
I usually we're too post lit. Though. But no, that night, I was so drunk.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was so much fun.
Oh, my God.
I miss you, Vegas.
R.I.P. We'll see you soon.
This is a funeral.
We're going to label this as a funeral instead of pussy popping.
Yeah, so this episode was supposed to be called... It was supposed to be called... Popping those bottles and popping our pussies.
However... We're just the funeral.
However, we're doing neither.
Popping the bottles, popping our pussies... At the funeral.
So So I know they kind of talk about like them being 30. So I'm the youngest of the group. I'm the baby. So I'm actually currently 28. But my birthday's in 29. So like I'm basically almost 30. I like to round up, you know. But I am obviously the single one. I sell pop bottles. I am the queen of blacking out. Unfortunately, all I do is black out. It's kind of like a bittersweet moment. Like, I wish that I remembered. But I think that's my body, like, a defense mechanism. I literally
start telling you stuff and you're like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, you said this. Like,
no, I think my brain is like, you don't want to know how dumb you are.
I don't think you're dumb. No, I'm just kidding.
There's just stupid shit that I do.
Do you feel like, okay, so like last weekend when we got super lit and I was like, God, obviously way blacked out, mm-hmm, way too soon.
Was Fireball a good idea?
Never. Never.
Fireball's never a good
honestly,
idea.
Honestly, this is going to be a public service announcement. Never fucking Fireball.
Never. Who does that? But the next Mia. Day.
These bitches.
The next day, like when people were telling me, like Jamie was telling me stuff, like they're like, do you remember this? Do you remember that? Like, literally, I had to tell him, can we not talk about last night anymore? Like, I don't want to know. That's why I don't go on my Instagram. I don't look at anything. What I don't know won't bother me and won't make me sad. But
no.
Heather's all in fetal position on the couch. Like, leave me alone.
I was in the fetal position on the couch. We should post the picture because
I have it. I'll post it.
It was not a good time. And I just, yeah, when I get wasted blackout, I'm like, I don't want to know. And it's like that TikTok. It's like, do you remember what you did last night? And the girl's like, yeah, I fucking spiced up the night for you, lame-ass vanilla bitches.
Yeah, that is my life motto.
But don't remind me about it the next day, please. I don't want to know.
I actually have I typically, like, follow this rule. I don't want to know. If I blacked out, I don't know. I don't want to know what I did. And sometimes, like, I'll play along. But I personally will, like, low-key look at my stuff that I did. And, like, sometimes it eats away at me and then I'll ask. But other than that, I pretend, like, I didn't do anything. And I just go about my day. Because I think that sometimes, like, oh, yeah, I didn't black out. I didn't black out. And they're like, do you remember this and this? And I'm like, oh, my God, no, I don't, but I'm not going to give you that satisfaction, so I'll just pretend like I did know. But guess what? I never know. I almost black out, like, I would say, like, 80% of the time.
Yeah.
I won't say anything unless she brings it up and be like, hey, did this happen? I'd be like, what do you want to know?
So, exactly.
No,
yeah.
So what, you guys will say something, and it's like a puzzle piece. It's like an investigation. Like,
I'm usually on damage control, like, the next day.
It
I'm
depends.
Like, hey, so if I said anything last night, I'm really sorry, but please don't tell me what I said.
I just pretend like I didn't do anything. Like, 100%.
Sorry, we're looking at a picture right now.
Yes. Did he just send that right now?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, you all escape mode. Oh, so,
the full package right now. Like I said before, we are recording at his house,
and we're in a group chat.
And we have a group chat with him, and he can hear us recording. So he knows exactly what we're talking about. And as we're recording right now, he sends in the group chat a picture
of Heather,
me, blackout wasted. And does on top of me. Probably
blackout wasted.
She's like, are you alive?
Yo, listen, she chugged a Four Locos this day. And
oh,
I don't know why.
That was the worst night. Okay, so this is what sucks, having a best friend that's sober. He knows all of our secrets.
Yeah.
So honestly, we can never let him go because he would spill all the dirty details. He's in too deep.
Yeah.
So he has to get that tattoo so he never spills our secrets.
Yeah, he's going to get the heart tattoo.
You hear that full package, motherfucker? Yeah, okay.
He's down. He's shaking his head. Yeah.
We all have a heart tattoo, so he's going to go and get it with us.
He's the fifth Mio girl.
Yeah. But I will say, though, as I've gotten older, you guys knew me at my prime stage. I was a psychopath. I was genuinely like a psychopath.
I never dealt with it.
You haven't changed.
It's just like I haven't busted my lip at all lately.
In like 4 years.
You're less clumsy, but you're still.
Yeah,
crazy.
No, I'm still.
You're not jumping in the back of police cars.
I'm not jumping in the back of police cars. I'm not busting my lip. I'm not having blood everywhere. I haven't lost my phone, knock on wood.
I don't think you've lost
in
your
3 years.
Either.
I haven't lost my weave. I've been doing good. Don't discredit me.
There's other stuff like peeing in public and.
Oh, well, that's a normal day to day, girl.
Right in the middle of the street in front of a cop.
Well, my opinion is I've gotten better. with some stuff. My mom hasn't wheeled me in an office chair in 3 years. So I think I'm doing great.
Well, that's good.
That's super good.
Way to go, Dana. Dana.
Dinner?
My wine.
Cut that out. What the fuck? But obviously, like, I'm always the down-ass bitch. Like, even when we're in Vegas, I wasn't even feeling good. And this bitch is like, drink with me. I want a party. And even when I'm not feeling it, like, I was literally in the bathroom and this bitch is handing me Patron shots. And I'm like, all right. I literally slapped myself in the face and I was like, bitch, you got to get going. So it's like, yeah, if anyone needs a down-ass time.
Yeah, Des is down-ass.
It's like, me.
She's like our rally girl. She'll, like, get the spirit
coming. I am. Yeah. I am.
I did pop in with a Patron shot while you were on the toilet.
And lime, so thank you. At least you gave me the lime with it.
The salt, yeah, I was like, all right, girl, here you go.
I know, Heather was like, we're doing Patron in Vegas. I was like, done.
Yep.
And I bought us Patron.
Patron is all, I feel like Patron's always kind of a good idea, but it does have a bad hangover.
It does.
Yeah.
When you mix, if you just drink tequila, you're perfect.
Correct.
Like at the wedding.
But we always start with... with vodka. So it's like once we start mixing and that's when we get fucked up.
Yeah.
So, and hangovers.
So we're 30 and haven't learned any lessons yet.
No.
You get too much alcohol and you're like game. Right. Like, it's going on. It's going down.
But I genuinely think that like I'll be, I mean, I'm the youngest, so I feel like I have a good like 7 more years to get litty titty because I just feel like
we'll be right
no matter what.
I mean,
we're just going to get like,
I don't. Feel like we're gonna let down?
No.
We're 10 years, a decade.
Your son's parties and be like, let's go.
Oh, your son's gonna be like, oh god, my aunties are getting lit again.
When he turns 21, he's gonna be like, listen, guys, my mom and her friends, they're paying for everything, so just deal with it, okay?
Let them shake their titties.
He's like, listen, they're paying for everything.
We got a table. We got
just
bottles.
Ignore them, okay?
Yes. I don't know, but I feel like it's fun. Like, I feel like as we get older, we appreciate more. Agreed. Then, like, just getting fucked. I don't try, like, every night, like, let's get fucked up. Like, I think my mentality has changed as I got older. Like, I just want to have a down-ass time with my besties.
I feel like we always go out when we're drinking is, like, celebrating us.
Like, I think why we get on tables so much is because we're just there for each other. Mm-hmm. And we are having a good time. Whereas, like, the thirsty bitches.
They're out for a prowl.
They're, like, standing in the corner waiting like, for you to talk to them.
Yeah, like, look at me. Look
and we're, like, we're at the bar. We're, like, slamming shots. We're rowdy as fuck.
Dancing
like,
on the...
Those are the girls that you want to have at your table. So that's why we always get invited.
Yeah.
We're a bomb-ass time.
Bitches.
We're fucking good time.
Yeah, so this ain't the funeral.
You know what? We're celebrating us tonight.
Hey. Yeah. So, I mean, as you can see, you guys, it just doesn't mean shit. Like,
it doesn't.
No matter who, if you're 28, 21, 30, it's like, no matter how old you are, just get up there and shake your ass on someone's table. Like, we are almost all 30 and we're still popping bottles, popping the
popping
pussies.
Asses.
Even though right now it's a funeral, hey. We're still popping the pussies. So, honestly, just grab your best friends, your boyfriends. Your girlfriends, whoever, after the Rona or in the Rona, I don't care. Obviously, we're drinking together and we're still popping pussies. Just get out there, babies. Have fun. Have fun.
If you black out, you black out.
If you come visit us in Arizona, we'll fucking get you a table. Don't worry. We'll take care of you.
Slide in our DMs. Tell us if you're coming to Arizona and we'll show you a good time.
And you can pop your pussy wherever.
Yeah.
Even in the pool.
The jacuzzi, you mean? The jacuzzi.
All right, thanks for tuning in.
We love you guys.
We love you so much. See us next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.